Morning Watch. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing, week 3. God building Himself in Christ into our being, Saturday. Related verses, Revelation 21:2 and 18-27. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was respectively of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon that they should shine in it, for the glory of God illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. And its gates shall by no means be shut by day, for there will be no night there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And anything common, and he who makes an abomination and a lie, shall by no means enter into it, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Related reading. The conclusion of the divine revelation in the Bible is a building, the New Jerusalem. This building is a blending and mingling of divinity with humanity. This is proved by the description of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21. Verse 3 refers to the New Jerusalem as the tabernacle of God, and verse 22 says, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The New Jerusalem, as the tabernacle of God, is for God to dwell in, and God and the Lamb, as the temple, are for the redeemed saints to dwell in. This indicates that the New Jerusalem will be a mutual dwelling place for God and man. Furthermore, this building is a composition of human beings. The gates are pearls inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. And on the 12 foundations are the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This indicates clearly that the New Jerusalem is a composition of the triune God, who is the essence, center, and universality of God's redeemed people. The New Jerusalem is a composition of divinity and humanity blended and mingled together as one entity. All the components have the same life, nature, and constitution, and thus are a corporate person. These two, God and man, man and God, are built up together by being blended and mingled together. This is the completion, the consummation of God's building. We all need to see this vision. The New Jerusalem is an aspect of the divine building. We need to adorn and consummate the New Jerusalem with God the Father as its golden base, God the Son as its pearl gates, and God the Spirit for its wall of precious stones by drinking the Spirit, the flowing triune God, as the river of water of life, and eating Christ, the overcoming lion, lamb, as the tree of life with his rich and fresh supply. Revelation 21:2 says that the New Jerusalem was prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. It is adorned with pure gold, pearls, and precious stones. That is, with the triune God as the elements. Paul says, "You are God's cultivated land, God's building." Then in verse 10, he goes on to say, according to the grace of God given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation and another builds upon it. But let each man take heed how he builds upon it. What Paul meant was, I have already laid a foundation. No one else needs to lay another foundation. All you have to do is build upon that which has been laid. But you have to be careful. If you build upon the foundation with wood, grass, and stubble, you are marring God's building. You need to build with gold, silver, and precious stones. Today we are not to destroy the body of Christ. Rather, we are adorning it. I dare not bring my flesh with me to build the New Jerusalem. That is to destroy the New Jerusalem. I dare not bring my opinions, my old eye, my preferences, and my views to build the New Jerusalem. I simply want to be in fear and trembling to adorn the divine building with God the Father as the pure gold, God the Son as the pearl, and God the Spirit for the wall of precious stones. All of us must have this kind of attitude in our living.